My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will Davin find his pants? Will the scammer Lacey find her gift card? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "I don't, baby." She goes, "Are you going to help me out in the morning?" So you guys might have, she does not seem as phased as I would have, yeah.
Aha, just to my point several minutes ago.
Yeah.
That was my point several minutes ago. She wants to, she could care less. She wants that card.
I go, "Maybe if I can find my pants."
Oh, God, I'm just picturing if this was like a real, like, interested woman, then you're saying this shit.
But it's a twofold thing here. Are you just trying to, you know, right now, you know she could care less. So
right.
Saying all this stuff is not making her jealous. Saying all this stuff is driving him up the fucking wall because all he wanted is card. Now they got to listen to this nonsense, you know, before they could get the card. So it's more of not a jealousy thing. It's an aggravation thing.
Yeah.
Hi, Christine. Hi, Shannon. Hi, Lisa. Just a moment in the chat saying hello to a couple people.
Hey, everybody.
We're just doing the scamming.
Hello. Thank you for being with us.
And if you're just joining this, because this is like a soap opera, we're doing scamming scammers, and my scammer, Lacey, in a week, lots happened. She has proclaimed her love for me, as well she should. She also needs money now, and fake Davin has somehow wound up in some woman's bed and can't find his pants. So I go, "Maybe if I can find my pants." She laughs. She goes, "Where do you keep your pants?" She goes, "Where do you keep your pants?" I go, "No, seriously, I can't find my pants. The good news is I still have one sock."
This is supposed to be this good Christian girl who loves you and wants to have a relationship with you, and you can't find your pants. There's another girl in the bed, and she's like, "LOL."
I'm being fakely honest.
Davin is always the optimist. He's still got one sock.
Sure. Well, Joe, you know how important one sock is. Yes, I do. She goes, "Hi, or maybe you would have to live there if you can't find your pants." I go, "LOL, maybe, but I don't even know this girl's name."
Oh, my God.
What? What?
No, it's just so preposterous, and she's just, like, rolling with it.
Of course,
if you were building a relationship right now, do you think this woman would sit there and keep talking?
No. No.
No. No.
Oh, please. You would give up a lot to be with a ghost-busting comic. Don't act so proud.
But I think that might be too much. I think some people have their line, and it's not love, it's money. However, she has to sit here to get that card. She has to sit there and listen to this nonsense.
She goes, "You get back to sleep and let me save the 5% that's left so as to be able to receive the one you are going to send so I can top up my data." Oh, wow.
Wow.
She has already assumed that I will find my pants, my missing sock, and get right on that Amazon gift card.
No, she's had enough. She's done for right now.
Really? You think
banging this strange broad, you'll get right on that.
Then she laughs. She goes, "How do you even get into a room? Were you drunk?" I go, "I hope she's not a serial killer." I go,
"Awake and alive, so probably not."
I go, "A bunch of us were partying after the show, the comics, the waitresses, and audience. This is the life I wish I led, by the way."
Yeah.
She goes, "Hmm." She goes, You didn't tell me about the show. How did it go?" I go, "You didn't ask." I'm glad we're moving on to the show and not in search of my pants anymore.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.